The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
All right.
I'm a hard-working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we begin Home Show Radio on this Easter weekend. I will become doing a live show today and tomorrow. So if you have any questions, call me. If you get bored tomorrow between services and dinners and lunches and brunches and whatever you're doing, you can just listen to the show or call me. And if you want to sit at the Easter brunch table and stream it and put your little iPod, your little earphones in or your whatever they're called, and headphones as we wear in radio, and listen to the show, you certainly can. And you can do that by our streaming section at homeshowradio.com and the little green button. And I want to catch up with you right now on the transition from garden to home. That's what we're going to do, and I'll be with you till 12 o'clock today. Mike, you're going to be up here in just about less than a minute. But I do want to catch on to that or continue on with that brick question. If you look at the history of the ivy on the building and you see these beautiful buildings, and they are gorgeous, and it all started kind of in the England area, and you had these old brick homes that had ivy all over it, and they've been there for hundreds of years, and it's a beautiful thing. Those are brick cavity homes. They are built with a different type of structure. And that's why they can last hundreds of years, and you can do anything to them, and it won't make much difference at all. Plus, the type of brick it's on is much different, and the ivy doesn't die off, and people don't take it off. Here in the Houston area, we have a brick veneer. Behind that is a wood-framed wall. That brick has to dry out. If it doesn't dry out, it's going to create a higher moisture content in the wall. And once you destroy the visual between the foundation and the wall, termites can just ravage the house, and you won't know it for years and years and years. So it makes a wet environment for carpenter ants. It makes a wet environment for termites, for any other kind of wood-boring insects that we don't have many other down here. But you cannot control it, and it is going to be really a huge repair when the time comes if you do get them. The other thing is if the ivy does die off or if somebody does want to pull it off, the brick will never come back to its original color. It is going to be, surface-wise, going to be destroyed, which means the home would have to probably be rebricked or stuccoed over the brick, or you'll have to change the whole surface of it. So it's not a great idea to do. I know the look you're looking for, but and if you're going to do it, do it. You know, I don't tell anybody what to do. I just tell them what the ramifications are if you do it to a home. And the ramifications are this. If you have the home long enough and you live in the home long enough, it'll create a huge problem for you. And someday somebody will do what you have done a lot of times if you're a homeowner, especially as you get into your second home and third home, when you say, what were these people thinking when they did this? Just like, remember the two trees we just talked about? That's exactly what happens is, hey, they look great. They were small when I planted them. And now all of a sudden you've got thousands of dollars of tree removal, stump grinding, trying to get the yard back into shape. You've got to replace the trees. There's a huge stump in the ground. You can't find the place to even dig a hole to put a tree in. HOA's mad at you. And people start going, what were they thinking? How stupid could they be? And they say all these really mean things to the person that just wanted ivy on the wall or wanted an oak tree in the front yard. That's what's going to happen. Someday that's going to happen. And it would be really nice if you could think ahead, think into the future, and think about what could literally happen to something, the ramifications of your decision. And I always tell my students this. Everything you do affects other people in a very scattered way, in a very long way. It scatters out to everybody. And so your decisions have to be made not about you. It's about the world. It's about the place we live. Because as individuals, we are insignificant. But It's not who we are. It's what we do in life, what legacy we leave behind us, what decisions we make so no one is affected in a bad way. Like, look at the world today. Look at what's going on right now. Every decision is compounding on itself a million times, and we're in all kinds of a strange place in history right now. We need to start thinking about our decisions and the ramifications down the road. And that could be something as simple, because that's the only thing I have control over, as something as simple as putting ivy on a brick or planting a giant, because I have one too, by the way, live oak in a little front yard that's less than 200 square feet. And don't expect that thing in 25 years to be a little tree that's beautiful. It is going to be a mess, acorns, everything. You're going to have to chop it here, chop it there. It's going to tear your house up. It's just not worth it. All right, think about what you do and the ramifications, and you'll be in better shape. There's my little talk that I give my students all the time. Let's talk to Mike and get this show started. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, sir. Thank you for calling.
Great, great. Got a 4-ton AC unit, 19 years old. The furnace is also replaced at the same time, 19 years old. Had to check this week, pre-summer, and got a Freon leak. And so the recommendation that was given to me was you probably ought to have it replaced, the unit, I guess, because of the whole R22 situation. Any thoughts on that? Is there any other way around?
Is it an R22 unit?
Yes.
So it's very old. Did I miss something?
Yeah,
did you tell me how old it was?
Yeah, 19 years old. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's time for you to replace this. If it's a leak that they can't easily fix, do you know where the leak is?
Don't know.
Okay. Well, the fact of the matter is we're going through a whole bunch of federal regulations again, choices made in Washington about how we're going to have to change to a new Freon from the 410A, which you have and I have too, kind of thought we were going to miss that one. But here's what's happening right now is in the next 12 months, they haven't tied down a day. They keep moving it a little bit because everybody's screaming and industry's not ready to retool everything yet. We're going to what's known as a 454B, which is a propane-based refrigerant. We're getting away from the 410A. So instead of doing what they did last time and say we're going to phase the refrigerant out, and they didn't say anything about the unit, they're saying now you're going to have to remake a new unit. So the refrigerant might be around, like the 410A can be around a long time, but the units being sold will not be able to be sold here in about 12 months without this new refrigerant is the only thing that's going to be able to be used in it. So right now, and I'm going through this myself with one of my three units, I'm going to replace it this year. If you can do it, go ahead and do it now and do a 410A. Don't go into the new refrigerants of 454Bs because that's right. Going to be a huge problem down the road for maintenance and repair costs and things of that nature. They're getting way too complicated, and you're having a flammable refrigerant put in your home, which is causing other problems down the road about how it's going to be handled, refrigeration lines being smaller, all kinds of safety mechanisms put on the units, which are going to be very expensive to replace. So what I would tell you now is it's probably a good time, and I'm in the same boat. Start talking to people. Keep it simple, a single stage, 410A, R14, and just get one put in and stick with that refrigerant.
Does the furnace need to go with it, or is it a combined unit, or can you replace it?
Well, what's happening right now is you're getting your furnaces almost for free. So you talked – no, the furnace does not have to go with it. But I don't know what kind of saving it's going to be. So when you talk to your contractors, whatever company you're going to use to replace it, find out what the deal is with the furnace, because it just might be a good time for you to do it. But you don't have to if your furnace is in good shape. I thought about it, but my furnace, I'm going to go ahead and replace it too, because I just want to do it once and get it done. And right now, a lot of companies are giving, if you buy a new unit now because they're trying to move the equipment, we'll throw in a free furnace or give you a discount on it. So see what they'll do for you.
Great. And, yeah, there got a couple options on the new unit, the 14 SEER and the 15 3 SEER. Of course, there's about a 30-40% price difference between the two.
Yeah. Don't like I mentioned early, don't do any bells and whistles. Don't go up the ladder. Just do a 14 single stage, period. Just nice and clean. Put a media filter in there. And 20 years from now, if I'm still on the air, you're going to be calling me going, yeah, I think they're telling me it's time for us to get rid of this, and we'll see what happens then. But that's the way to go. Don't, as soon as you go up to the variable speeds, the different speeds, the higher SCERs, you get all kinds of repair costs and stuff down the road that are going to be much higher than the just the,
it's like
the
a fancy
simple
car,
is better.
Huh? Keep it simple.
Yeah, absolutely. You bet.
Sounds great, Tom. Appreciate your help.
All right, unless you want them. If you want to buy all that stuff, you can. I've got to throw that out because there's a lot of techies out there saying, well, I want everything. I want to be able to control it from my cell phone in Japan. Okay. Whatever floats your boat. No problem whatsoever. Windows should be simple, but they should be something that provide security to the entry of your home, especially today. You know, all the stuff going on today, people getting into homes, the squatter situations, all that stuff. You want windows that are very secure. And I'm going to explain what that is in a minute. You want windows that make the home more livable and more quiet. Of course, energy efficiency is going to happen with any kind of new window today because of the regulations on the glass and the frames and so on and so forth. So, if you're going to replace your windows, think of those things. And a lot of window companies only give you one option. That's a problem. What you want is a lot of different options. You want color options. You want hardware finish options. You want brushed nickel. Do you want shiny brass? Whatever the things you want there. You want to be able to have different configurations of windows, double hung, single hung, these kind of things. People say, why would I do a double hung? I don't want to open the window. Yeah, but have you ever cleaned windows on a second floor? They both, the top and the bottom, fold in. You can clean them, fold them back up. I did mine the other day, and it makes it easy. I don't necessarily open the windows all the time, but I can, for cleaning purposes, a double hung is better. You have these options, and when it comes to security, if you put a hurricane glass in them, then nobody's going to break through. So they're not going to break. They'll break the glass, but they can't break through the glass unless, you know, you got a sledgehammers and pickup trucks to drive through it might happen, but it's going to make your home much better when it comes to security, quietness, and energy efficiency. And you won't find that anywhere but Gulf Coast Windows. Gulf Coast Windows is the window provider that can do exactly that for you. Can they put hurricane glass in a high-end, super wonderful, beautiful, one of my favorites, aluminum window? Yeah, I said aluminum, with the thermal break and all the bells and whistles to go with it, like the hardware colors and the color of the frame and all of those different things. Small frame, big glass, makes sense. Hurricane glass, no problem. Now you have security too. Vinyl windows, no problem. They've been putting hurricane glass in vinyl windows a long time. So you have vinyl, you have aluminum, and you know what else you have? Wood. You can get a traditional-looking wood window with all the new energy-efficient and security bells and whistles from Gulf Coast Windows, nobody else. Gulf Coast Windows, give them a call at 713-849-5454. If you're going to do it, think about what you're doing. Think about how long it's going to last. Think about the legacy you have with your windows and do it right. With Gulf Coast Windows, they have a window for everybody.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Ideal Roofing, installing quality material with quality workmanship.
Concrete Raising Corporation, save your sidewalk, save your driveway, save your money.
McGrath Pest Control, the only pest control you'll ever need, because they think like a bug.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me and we will talk and we'll get rolling along here. Be with you till noon today, tomorrow, 8 to 11. And so I'll probably be one of the few live shows going on Easter Sunday, but you know what? I don't mind. I really don't. It's only a few hours in the morning and then I'll go and do my stuff as everybody is doing their stuff. Let's talk to Carrie. Carrie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning. Have sort of a follow-up from the previous call. This is about heating unit, older heating unit, 14 years old,
yes.
Lennox. And the heating coils come on, but then they cut out. And the guy wanted to replace the entire heater box, the coils, controls, etc., but Lennox doesn't make it anymore. So he's found the sequencers, what he called it, I think, that was a problem, and so far so good. But just in general, you know, you talk about maintaining units for, if you maintain them well, last you 20, 25 years. Well, how long do you reasonably expect the manufacturers to have the parts independent of all this air conditioning side and Freon problem?
A long time. In fact, I'm still getting parts. They're harder to find. But it's not that you can't find them, just like your air conditioning contractor found them. It's not that they can go down to any supply house and they have them on the shelf. I think we find that with a lot of things. Even my 66 Mustang, I can get the parts, but I'm not going to find them at a Ford dealership all the time. So it is possible to get it. And with the 410A units and the newer units that are coming out now, you've got easily 20 years of parts. And as long as there's a market for it and somebody can make money, they're going to do it. Your furnace is not that old. It's 14 years. Furnaces, even the furnace I have is a Manna. It had a 25-year non-prorated warranty. So furnaces should not give you a hard time, and I don't think you're going to have much problem with that. I'm glad that you found the sequencer. They're out there. It's just a matter of the contractor who wants to spend the time doing it, and what you'll find is a lot of contractor companies that are big and they're just into pushing equipment, they don't want to spend the time to look for the parts.
Well, we have the company we've been in business with quite a while, and we're happy with them. But just like you said, I wonder whether they went to just their main supplier and they said no, and that was the end of the search.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, you'll find parts. I found a friend of mine, Rick, who worked for the company I talk about here at AirTech. He moved out. He's kind of semi-retired, moved to a little company out in the west of us here. But he found a valve for a unit I have that's 35 years old. And he replaced that valve, and that thing's working as strong as it ever did. He said, yeah, Tom, give me some time. You know, be patient. It's a unit on my garage. And one day he called me and said, hey, yeah, a friend of mine had a box of them. And so they're out there. And sometimes you have to have someone like that. And it's nice to know someone who can do those things and deal with a company that when they have a little free time, they'll get online or something and find it. You'll find parts.
Okay. One quick follow-up on that is a 15-year-old AC, and as far as getting Freon for that unit, is that going to be a problem in 2 or 3 years?
A 410A, no.
Okay. I don't know what it is, to be honest with you.
How old's the unit?
It's probably 15 years old, 15, 16.
It's probably a 410A. Now, the R22, they make replacements, and you can buy the replacements. They make a replacement for my R22, and I have a six-year-old R22 that I bought kind of black market, but it was legal. It was a dry unit. It was the last Guardians they sold. Some guy had a bunch of them in his shop, and I said, I want one because I don't want to buy a $20,000 unit. But there are replacement refrigerants out there for people like me, and it's not going to be an issue. It's you have to be a little more like that part, a little more hands-on to look for the stuff. But today what happens is you'll find all these part houses and all these people that have bought all these parts, and they have like a warehouse full of what some people would consider junk, and they put it online, and you can buy new parts. You can still do it for Ford Motor Company and everything else. It's out there today, and the internet did, to me, one of the things it did, it made these kind of things accessible. So I find it that's a real helpful part of it. I'm not sure about the TikTok videos and stuff, but as far as buying old parts for things and finding stuff online, people are clearing out their warehouses, and you'll pay double the price sometimes, but instead of $40, you'll pay $85, $90. But it's worth it just to keep the units running.
That's right. Well, thanks a lot. Enjoy your program, and happy Easter.
Oh, well, thank you, and I appreciate you, too, and the same to all those good things that you just said. I drive a 96 Bronco. Actually, it's a 95, I found out, but they're sold it as a 96, and I just had to buy undercarriage supports for my Eddie Bauer steps, right? So I get online. I said, I'll never find these. I'm going to have to go to a welding shop and have them made. I'll be darned if there's still not some original parts out there that I found, and when they got here, they fit perfect. I put them on. there's nothing wrong with fixing things. And I will tell you, the internet makes it really nice when you're looking for parts and stuff. You have to be a little patient, but you'll find them. And that stuff is out there. There are just, I don't know, millions, hundreds of thousands, something like that, of dealerships and appliance part companies and stuff that had bought all this stuff, and they just have them on shelves, and they don't move a lot of it, but they find people that buy them, and then they just put everything online, and you can find these things. And that's just the way it's going to be, and even with the new units, it'll be that way. Eventually, what they're going to make is what's called a toaster. It's going to be a unit that once it breaks, you just throw it away. And so the whole industry is going down that route, so we can just have lots of landfills of stuff. Things won't be fixed. But for right now, we haven't gotten there yet. And in the air conditioning industry, we're not going to be there yet either. And I don't think we'll be there with the automobiles yet. But with a lot of things, you will find that. And I just, Kevin, hang loose. You're going to be next. I got to do a little quick break with this. And then if you've got the time, I really want to talk to you. But I just went to an SMTA, which is the Surface Mount Technology Association conference. It was down in Stafford. It was a great time. Really, I learned a lot. And all these little computer strips and boards and stuff that they're using to control everything that are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. One of the things the guy told me is they're cheap. They keep things running. But because of that, you don't replace them. You just throw the whole thing away when it breaks. And so that is part of why we're doing this, is because they're going into these control boards and things of this nature. It's just the way it's going to be. And it gets smaller and smaller and more flexible. And there was a really interesting conversation I had with a gentleman. And it really enlightened me about why things are like this now. And it's all because of the way the controllers and stuff are working. And and it's never going to be a replaceable part. It's going to be a throwaway. And that's just the way the world goes today. I don't know. It just is. One of the things that is going to is on cutting edge. One of the things that's making the world a different place. You might like it, you might not, but it has got a market, and people who want it love it. This is the thing. You don't tell people they can't have something. It's open market. That's what capitalism's all about. So I'm all for that. How about you get rid of your lawnmower, your weed eater, and your leaf blower? Maybe not your leaf blower. You might want to keep that. That has so many different things, like cleaning out the valleys of your roof and stuff. I use my leaf blower for more things than dry my hair if I had hair. Anyway, Sinlawn has artificial grass that you can put in your yard that looks fantastic all the time. It's impressive. Not everybody in the world wants it, but the people that do, get a good one. We're back to that legacy. How long is it going to last? Don't buy something that falls apart in 4 years. Don't buy something that you say, oh gosh, I have to replace it now. I just bought it. And of course, that's like 6 years ago. Now with Sinlawn, you're going to get the best grass, the most natural looking grass. You have a lot of choices, a lot of color choices too. HOAs, I don't think are quite allowing it in the front, but you can do anything you want in your backyard. And it is beautiful. In fact, I saw a picture of one guy's yard. It was, I don't know how many, half an acre or something. And it was just, the whole yard was that. Nobody ever has to mow it again. Think about it. You want the new green deal? It is green in color. You have no gasoline, no fumes, none of that. So if that floats your boat, that's good. Most people want it because they don't want to mess with the yard anymore. And it always looks green. I don't care if you have a freeze. You don't worry about your grass. Weeds? No, there are no weeds growing. Nothing happens except it looks good. Sinlawn. They've been around a long time. They cover the whole state of Texas. And when it comes to pet turf areas, no problem. Sports surfacing. Sports is big. If you want to like create a small golf course in your backyard just for you to play with, like one hole, a lot of people do that. It's fantastic. You can use it on rooftops and patios on second, third floors downtown. You have an area where you're looking at the fireworks. When it goes off downtown, you're on that third floor all the way at the top. You can have a nice grass surface. They do that all the time. Or, of course, you can do your entire yard. Sinlawn, find out more about it at homeshowradio.com, or you can go directly to their website at sin is S-Y-N, sinlawnhouston.com. But they've been around a long time. Lifetime warranty, so it's going to last. You know that. It was the same company that started out with the AstroTurf, so it has a little history here. And Sinlawn is the kind of grass that if you're going to buy it, buy good stuff. Doesn't mean it's more expensive. Everybody's, yeah, competitive business is competitive business, but you want it, the stuff that's proven and that lasts. And by the way, it's made in America. That's Sinlawn.
back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Tom, I have a question for you. So my wife got me out of my safe haven. We rent the old house, moved to this house. Been here about 6 years. And it seems like every year we have like this ghost in a while. A lot of gurgling in the pipes. And it's starting to back up. It comes through the sink, through the toilets. And I got an old washroom, and I think they used to have a sink in that washroom, and it's exposed like drain pipe. And that's where the problem really starts. It gurgles, and then it backs up out of there. So I had a local plumber come through, and he suggested that he try to snake the whole line. But we couldn't find the outlet valve in that usually in the yard. So that problem is occurring again. So he went in the attic and did something up there. You know, I drained, snaked the pipes up there, but that problem is occurring again. So you have any suggestions?
Yeah, I do. And this happens a lot because for years, how old did you say, how long you been in this house?
I've been here 6 years, but it's an older house.
Oh, you said six house, because I thought you had said 60 years. I said, man, you must be 180. Okay, I'm back. It's all right. A lot of builders, a lot of people who built homes didn't put cleanouts in. I think it's time for you to invest in a cleanout. That means right outside your yard there, find a place where they can dig a hole and install a cleanout that comes up if this thing is going to be going on. What he had to do was go through the vent, I'm sure, to snake this thing out. And you're going to have to run a camera down there when they do this. You probably have a belly in there, which means you've got a spot that's sunk in the pipe, which is where it's low, and it'll start to slowly build up until it creates a dam, and it starts to back up into your house. It takes a little time, and it happens on a reoccurring basis. Yeah. But if a plumber can run a camera down there, they can find where that belly is, and it might be where you're putting the clean out. But a clean out is really important, and it's not that difficult to put in. The most expensive thing is just digging the hole and getting to the pipe, but it's just some PVC you glue in there and bring it up to the top.
Okay. You have any names, any companies that...
Yeah, what I would do is this. I would have Abacus Plumbing come out and tell them you have this reoccurring problem. And before you do anything, I think a clean out's going to be important for you, because people... One of the things that they'll recommend is, hey, let us install a clean out for you, because it's the only way you can do regular maintenance on a house. But and now they're required, by the way, by plumbing code and whatnot. But as far as that goes, they can run a camera down there and check for bellies or holes. I think because the house, how old's the house again?
Not you, but the house. 70s.
So you could have a busted pipe that needs to be replaced. It might be bringing in some mud. And if it doesn't have a belly and it's going into some mud situation, that's a little bit different. It might be easier if it's accessible just to replace that little section of pipe with a piece of PVC. But have them take a look at it. Abacus Plumbing, 713 Plumbing is the number. They can go out and take a look at it. And I would suggest while they're out there, talk to them about adding a clean out in that line.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tom. You have a happy Easter.
Oh, you too. And I appreciate it. It's a good call, because a lot of people don't have those clean outs. And I have limited in my house, because my house was built in the 70s also. They didn't do a lot of that back then. Cleanouts were not required. They always said, oh, no, it'll be just fine. You don't need to clean it out. Yeah. You know that thing I talked about at the beginning? For those of you who are listening from the beginning, probably aren't listening right now. And I said, when you do something, it affects people. It affects people somewhere down the line. That's what life is about. And you have to leave a legacy of your work, especially in the construction business. I'm very proud of the work I do. Not always perfect. We all make mistakes. Mistakes happen. Every decision is a possible mistake. There's no doubt about it. But that clean out is one of them. It would have been so easy when they built the house for them to glue a T, a little riser, and one of those little caps on top. It's a little more difficult, a little more involved than that. But it's not that difficult to put a clean out in, and it sure makes life easier for people who do stuff things down their drain when they have children who are, you know, flushing down toys and stuff. Things will go down. There's a lot of pressure pushing that stuff in there, but eventually it's going to start to build and stop. So think about it when you're building a home. Where's my cleanouts? Can I access everything? Hopefully, if you get a good plumber, they'll certainly take care of that for you. I know they say, oh, I don't want to see it in the wall. I don't want to see it coming out of the ground. Well, put an azalea in front of it. Do something, but, you know, get it out of the ground enough where you can access it, and you can just stick a hose down there if you want once you get a clean out and unclog it yourself. If you like to do things yourself, a lot of people don't. AirTech of Katy is the company I was mentioning earlier, and there's going to be a lot of discussion now and a lot of people being taken advantage of from air conditioning companies because of the new regulations that are still kind of up in the air, but it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do when the federal government, and this is federal, it's not local, federal government starts telling you what you can buy and what you can't buy. I'm not scaring you. I don't know if it's right. I don't know if it's wrong, but it's happening again. We went through R22. Before that, there was another one. I don't even know what it was. I was too young. R22, and that caused a problem with the hole in the atmosphere. Well, the hole has been fixed. It is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. Earth always heals up really fast. And now the R410A that we switched to so we wouldn't cause a hole in the ozone is creating global warming. But only if you don't, you know, take it and recycle it and, you know, capture it. And so everybody's saying, okay, we got to take this off now. Quite frankly, it's about money. And so the new one has got a propane in it. Now, what that's going to do or what they'll find it do, what they'll find it will do down the road, well, let's see what their legacy is going to be. I don't think it'll be good. I think it'll be switched to in another 20 years. But that's how a new equipment, new money, new lobbyists, the whole thing happens. But we're stuck with it. We're homeowners. And, you know, my theory is it's always the American homeowner. So take good care of the unit you have. If you have an R410A, get your checkup. Get it maintained. Don't be afraid about replacing a part, a capacitor, a control board, whatever. Hold on to the unit. It's going to save you a lot of money because the newer units are going to be super expensive. And if you're going to replace a R22, do it in the next 12 months. Start the process now. Find out what it's going to cost. Get your quotes. And AirTech of Katy wants you to know that they'll give you a quote on it. If you need a second opinion because somebody's telling you something you doesn't feel comfortable, second opinions are free with them. And, of course, it is time for the checkup. Make sure that if it's just a couple parts and it'll run another 3 years with no problem, if you just keep your checkups going. I know it's a maintenance cost, but it's better to have maintenance costs that are tiny once a year than big replacements, because replacements are going to be in the $20,000 range for a lot of most people, actually. Remember, they always go to the American homeowner first, and you want AirTech of Katy to try to help you avoid that big expense down the road. That's AirTech of Katy. Find out more about them and all our Home Show pros at homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me and we will talk today about your home improvements. 281-833-3333. And I will also tell you this, tomorrow I will be on from 8 to 11. So if you want to listen to a live person, because most of the people are going to be running best of, which is totally understandable. I save my days off for other things, but as far as that goes, it's just, you know, I could have put a lot of people would have had to do a whole lot of work for me to take the day off. And I said, you know what, just let me go on. It's going to be fine. And so I'm going to do that. And that way, what I did was I saved a lot of people a lot of work this week. And I did that. So see, I'm a good guy. And they all could go off because so many people wanted to leave the week early to go out and do some stuff with families. And I said, just go. Everybody go. See, and I'll take care of it. No problem. So tomorrow I'll be on. All right, let's talk to Jim. Jim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing? Man, love your show. Hey, so I just bought a two-story condo, and I wanted to – I was listening to the show last week, and you had – I caught the very end of when you were discussing the app in which you can change your electricity, powertochoose.org, I guess. But you had mentioned something I thought you gave like a little caveat or something like, you know, make sure that they don't charge extra fees or make sure something – And I just wanted to see if you could go over that again. And also, the other thing I wanted to ask is, do you have a company you could recommend that would help come and do an energy audit with regard to like air leakage and stuff and from my house, and then you know, recommend things that I can do to, or tell me what I need to do to, you know, maybe seal up this window, do this to this door, whatever, et cetera.
You know, I'm going to hit the second question first. They have been for years companies that come and go and say they're going to come in and do an energy audit on your home. What they do is they come in as a pack of salespeople and they sell you everything they can. So there's not a company out there I would ever tell you to do that. Years ago, it started with HL&P, which was a light company. They would come in and do one, and they didn't try to sell you anything. But they, but other companies after that, they would do a free one if you were one of their customers. But today, don't get caught up in that, because you will end up writing a check to somebody because it is nothing but a way for a salesperson to get in your home. So be very careful. As far as the power to choose, I'm not sure what we're talking about that caveat, but it's powertochoose.org. You put your zip code in, you put your amount of electricity you use, just put 1,000. They're going to give you three choices. Do 1,000. And then you want a fixed fee, fixed rate.
Fee, okay.
And then you want 3 to 12 months is what you're looking. You're going to have a place to put in. What's the length of time you want? Put 3 to 12.
Yeah, I remember you told a gentleman last week that right now you should do 3 months because the summer's coming up, and then he could redo it then.
Not 3 months. 3 months would be a problem because you're going to – I did 5 months so I could get down to 7.5, but that gets me till September. So you don't want to do anything that's going to end in 3 months. But you can get 5 months, you can get 6 months, and you can get 12 months. The best time of year right now is right now, so – I haven't checked it. In fact, I will tonight, so when I go on the air tomorrow, I'll be more prepared. But I'm not sure if the rates have dropped. I couldn't wait any longer because I had to make a commitment because my plan was running out. But as far as that goes, what you're looking for is trying to get down around 7.5 cents a kilowatt hour. And if you can do that's for your electricity. It'll be around 11.5 cents total with your delivery charges. But it's at 7.5 is my sweet spot right now.
That's what I was – okay, I think that's what I heard. So – So I looked on the website and it says,
yep,
I could get down to, I can't remember what it was, 7 or 8. Well, let's say it was 8.5 cents. They said total. Does that include the delivery charge?
No, 8.5 will not. When you're going to powertochoose.org, you see the big number they show you. It's like 11, 12, 13 point something.
Yes. Yes.
That's your total with the delivery charge. Then when you go to the fact sheet, it's going to go in there and it's going to break it down to what you pay for electricity. And right now, last time I looked about a week ago before I switched, it was around 8.2 cents. Okay. I think we can do better. I did 7.5, but I went 5 months. So I'm going to switch again in September after the summer's over and then work my way back, because I think after the election, the prices will drop even more. But the 7.5 is what I was shooting for. Right now I'm on 6.7, but I only have a few days left of that from last year. But far as that goes, that's what you're looking at. But your delivery charges are about 5 cents. So if you see that big number and you just on the top of your head say, okay, it's 11.2, I'll knock off 5 cents, that's about where they are. And then if you can get the exact rate when you go into the fact sheet.
But the big number is what I'm looking for, though.
The big number is going to be the total.
The total, okay.
When you go for your electricity cost, that's where you can play with it. And so hopefully you get down around that 11 cents. If you're up 13 and stuff right now, take a look at those five-month rates and six-month rates. Short-terms, they'll drop them pretty low just to suck you in because they don't think you'll switch again. But just keep an eye on it. It's on your bill when it comes, when it's going to be due. And they have to notify you that your plan's about up. So you'll get notification from them also.
Terrific. Well, thank you for going over that again. I appreciate it. Love your show, man.
Yeah, I'm going to look tonight. If you have any questions, if you're playing with it tonight, call me tomorrow. I will be on the air.
Terrific. Awesome. Thanks a lot, man. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, let me take a look tonight and see what kind of game they're playing. I like to do that for y'all. I got a new announcement. I have a brand new job, I think. I haven't signed a deal yet. I haven't, but it seemed pretty strong. I'm very excited about it. I get to do some good. And, you know, when I go and do things, people say, well, how much money do you want? It's not the money. Tell me what kind of good I can do. And here on the radio, it's the same thing. When I'm in a school, the students come first. When I'm here on the radio, you come first. The money will come. I mean, I will get paid a very fair price to do what I do. But as far as that goes, it's now I'm going to be able to deal with a whole bunch of students, which is really exciting. So I'm back into the game again. I've been out for about 3 months because I moved back from Brownsville because I had enough of the border, let me tell you. And I'm glad to be home here in Houston. But I got some exciting news. I just can't share it with you right now because I don't have any of the details yet. I'll jinx it. I don't believe anything is done until it's done. That's the way I look at it. Aquatech says the same thing. Your water is not filtered and conditioned until it's at your house and it goes through one of their Kinetico's water softeners and Kinetico K5 drinking water stations. That's the best setup for the Houston area are those two units. People are getting sold all kinds of different things. I hear now that there's one like has an FM signal in there and it aligns the particles so they can't bond with one another. That's true. It works great in cooling towers and swimming pools when the water's always running. Problem is it has a memory. And people don't realize that when you turn everything off and it goes stagnant, it goes back to the way it was. What amount of time? I couldn't tell you. I'm sure I could look it up. But there's a time left. Goes into a water heater. It goes in, just sits still in the pipe. All that stuff realigns. Everything has a memory. You can't stop the physical nature of the earth. And so what you want to do is make sure if you're going to soften water, you take the hardness out. There's nothing to go back. We did a lobotomy on it, and we took part of its memory away. And that's what they do with the Kinetico water conditioning system, or most people would can call it a conditioner, but it's a softener. It makes the water less hard by removing the hardness. It's not going to go back to the way it was. When it comes to drinking, the K5 drinking water station, it doesn't change the water. It removes the garbage and sends it actually back to where you got it because it goes back into the sewer and then goes down just like human waste. And so you're not drinking that garbage. You're only drinking when it comes out to that little spigot over in your kitchen or wherever you put it into your cup. It is water, almost 100% pure. Nobody's ever allowed to say it. That's why Ivory soap was 99.99. It's just the way it is. You're going to get water because it takes it out. And that's what you want. You have to remove things. You can't change the way it thinks because it's going to go back. You know, there's an old saying, people stay the same, things change. Well, people stay the same. The water stays the same. It's always going to be that way unless you remove it and change it. And that's what it's about with Aquatech. So give them a call at 281-331-7777. Take charge of the water. Protect your family. Protect yourself and your neighbors when they come over and give them the best tasting water ever because it tastes like water with a call to Aquatech.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Back to the calls. Let's talk to George. George, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Tynan. I want to get your opinion on siding, a residential siding. I just bought a home, single story. And I'm looking at, currently it has the wood siding wraps around the house. And I'm looking to replace it. And I shopped around. I'm thinking about going vinyl. Want to get your opinion on it just for cost-wise. But also you have any other suggestions?
I think vinyl is a big mistake. It's always been a mistake down here. The vinyl industry back in the 80s was huge. Everybody was putting vinyl siding on everything, and it caused a lot of problems. I don't know if you can find vinyl installers. There might be a few out there left, but for the most part, that stuff is not meant to be down here in the Gulf Coast area. So my answer to that is stay away from vinyl. Hardy, if you're going to reside your home, put some Hardy on there, but don't cover your wood up with some vinyl. That's a mistake.
Okay, and the other question, do you think, I talked to a couple of companies, and one of them suggested instead of removing the current wood siding, they can just go with a Hardy blank on top of it. But another guy told me, no, it has to be removed, and we put a new blank on it.
It depends. You can do it both ways. If the situation is right, I don't know. Why is it rotted now, what you have? Are you replacing it because it is rotted? And is it wood or is it press board?
It's wood. It's wood, and okay. Yes, it is rotted in certain areas.
If it's all rotted, you got to replace it all anyway. So you might as well just tear it off and go back with the hardy and like a plywood behind it, because it's got to be taken off anyway. That's the problem with vinyl. They put styrofoam and vinyl over the top of it, but you have one big windstorm and it's all over your yard. But as far as that goes, if it's rotted, it has to go. Now, if it was just, 10 pieces of siding that are rotted and the rest is fine, then just replace the wood, those rotted pieces, and then paint the house. That's what a lot of people don't do, and they could very successfully. But as far as if it's just a huge mess, rotted mess, it's all got to come off anyway.
Okay. Sounds good. All righty, sir. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. I know it sounds easier and it sounds quicker and it's probably going to be cheaper just to cover it up. The vinyl industry is shrunk down to almost nothing. And it was huge. People made millions of dollars, and God bless them all. And I knew several that wanted me so badly to advertise for them. And I remember once this one company, I got to do this real quick. The styrofoam was coming out. They were putting it under the vinyl, and I could write a whole paper on this. I'm not going to do it here. And they said, well, what if we get our engineers down from wherever they made the vinyl and stuff and talk to them? And so we had this big discussion. It was very friendly, and the engineer was great. And we talked, and I told him what we're finding down here, and I told him the issues we're having. He came up with different ways to solve those issues, which became really expensive and didn't make any sense. And at the end of the conversation, he said, Tom, you're right. It's probably not a place for it. He tried his best, but he was smart enough and honest enough to know that we got issues down here. I don't know a lot about, Alaska, but I know about the Gulf Coast. I spent my whole life here, and my licensing and my education and my windstorm background, I know the Gulf Coast. And there's just, we're in a different area. That's why they zoned three it. They zoned threed it, I guess you might say that way, years ago, because we're just in a different area with insulation, windows, siding, what we call the building envelope. You handle a building envelope differently. I haven't talked about vent skin construction in a long time. My house is also skin vented, excuse me, and it works fantastically. In fact, I was cleaning it out yesterday, and I found a little snake, was trying to get up in there and grabbed it, moved it away, but it works out really well. All right, Abacus Plumbing, we mentioned them earlier. If you got drain clogs that are happening regularly, you probably need to have it addressed. Now, they have a VIP plan, so this is a perfect transition into this. VIP plan means that you're on their list, and you're one of their VIPs, and part of that is I do believe, and you can talk to them to confirm it, because there's so many benefits you get being a VIP member, that your drain cleaning, when you have an emergency drain clean, is no cost. It's part of the VIP plan. So that's a great thing right there. And every time, whether you're VIP or not, and you have them come out and clear a clogged drain, they're going to run a camera down there at no extra charge. They're going to find out if there's a reoccurring reason. There's an issue for your reoccurring reason, and find out what that might be, and then give you a cost to fix it. If it's a belly, and one of the things that they do need is a clean out. We talked about that earlier on a question. But Abacus Plumbing is full service with those kind of things. And their VIP program for people who just want a little peace of mind, talk to them. It's not for everybody. It could be for you. And it's a great company. They service over 40,000 people a year, and their guarantee is strong because they do that kind of volume. They really have to make sure it's done right, because you can imagine if they had that many people and they were doing jobs that weren't good, or even 50% of them, they wouldn't stay in business. Well, they're going to stay in business because they guarantee their work. That's Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them at 713-PLUMBING.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Clean and Clear Pool Supplies for all your pool repair, maintenance, and supply needs. Shelf Genie transforms your existing cabinets into a fully usable space, putting everything within reach.
Gulf Coast Windows for energy saving, security, and quality replacement windows.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to David. David, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank
you. I
have
a question. I just recently repaired a section of my privacy fence.
Okay.
And I like the way it looks, that natural color. Is there any way to secure that where it doesn't get old as it gets weathered?
I wish we could all secure our youth, but a fence will probably be easier than us. You could. Now, David, here's what we have to worry about is you have to do it so regularly that over a long period of time, it's going to cost you a lot of money. If you don't mind that, I just want to throw that out there. But you can use a clear sealer. If you just want to make it look the way it looks now, you can have a clear sealer sprayed on there, and it will help protect that natural color that you have now. But you're going to have to do it every 24 months.
Every 24 months?
Maybe less, depending how it's weathered, how it the sun hits it. But wood will naturally weather, so as it wears off, because a sealer that's clear with no pigment does not protect very much from the sun. It has a little protection, but not a lot. It's more moisture and rain and stuff that'll protect. But yeah, as if you start to just see it turn a little bit, then have someone spray it again. Pressure wash it and spray it. But what happens is over a 10-year period, it could cost you, $10,000. So if you don't mind, it's fine, but it certainly can be done.
Is it better to use something with a little light pigment in it?
Yeah, you have three choices. Actually, you have four choices. You have a clear sealer, then you have a semi-transparent stain. That's going to be color of your choice, and it's going to let all the grains come through, and that'll last you about 6 years. And then you have a solid color stain, which is like my friend used to call it a thin paint, and it'll last you even longer. And then you could actually paint it a color if you wanted to, and that's probably going to last you with today's paints, as long as you're going to have to pressure wash it once in a while lightly just to get the schmutz off it. But a paint job could probably last you 15 years.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you. I think I'll do that. And thank you, and I really enjoy your show, and I love what you do. Keep doing it.
I appreciate that. David, because of people like you, I have paid my mortgage every month and never been late. I appreciate that so much and put my kids through school because a lot of people don't realize I've been on the air 37 years, almost 36 and a half, like little kids say. I'm 2 1/4. That's how they learn fractions, by the way, when you teach them that when they're 2. All right, Right Touch Electrical is the company you call when you have an electrical problem. And they happen. I mentioned earlier the SMTA. I got to do a little guest speaking, probably annoyed the heck out of the crowd because that's what I do. And it's the Surface Mount Technology Association, but it was a lot of fun. I want a shout out to Adrian Leal. He's a hoot. He puts together a great time. And it was at the Stafford Center and met a lot of nice people. The only complaint I had was the sound system wasn't very good. They need to fix it over there. But besides that, everybody was outstanding. And I learned a lot about how things are put together and what's going on with electronics. Well, today, if you get a power surge or something, you lose your refrigerator, you lose this, you lose that. It's all in the control boards. And so you want to make sure that the power is running through your house properly. And it all starts at the panel, the breaker panel. So you want to make sure your breaker panel is working properly. And then, of course, most problems lead from that on, and then you can have small problems like plugs going bad and stuff, but it's all an electrical system. The whole purpose of an electrician is deliver electricity from point A to point B and do it safely, and that's what Right Touch Electrical does. And so if you're having any problems at all, you want to make sure it's checked out. If your breaker panel, if some of you already know you need a new one, if you get a new breaker panel, talk to them about the surge protector, and they can talk you into that. It's their 10-year anniversary. They're going on the 11th year now. And Will and his team, and he's built this team from just 2 people up. And I've been a part of that from day one. I'm very proud to say that they started here on the show. they have done a fantastic job and taken really good care of my listeners. And that is job one with every new certified home show pro or certified home show pros that are been here for 36 years, like Due West Foundation Repair for that matter. But as far as that goes, you want the best. You call the people at Right Touch Electrical when it comes to electrical problems. Let them take care of it. You can find Will and his team and all his information at homeshowradio.com. But any electrical problems at all, call an electrician, please. And anything else, it's all there at homeshowradio.com. Free, no cost to you.
Gardening doesn't have to be dull or difficult.
Good morning, ladies. I'm sorry I had to call back.
We believe gardening should be fun.
I forgot a question.
Okay, good.
Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Looks like I am going to have to podcast that first hour.
I'm already turning red with embarrassment.
Making gardening fun again.
If it makes you feel good to pull the weeds.
Saturday morning, 7 till 9.
It's like Kelly loves to pull weeds.
You
like
call, we answer.
It is therapeutic.
Advice and tips that put easy and fun into your lawn and landscaping. Saturday mornings on Sports Radio 610 and online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio will be right back.